Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are Zoche Mirtz Hashem B'Siyata D'Shmaya G'doyle Ma'od to continue with our series of Shi'urim. The Rambam Hilchos Mamrim 6-4. It has been phenomenal. This is the sixth Shi'ur, if I'm not mistaken. And the Yisod that came out, obviously we've been learning this, if I'm saying it's the sixth Shi'ur. So God has been so good to us and has taught us already so much. But the Tamsis that came out is we're trying to send the post when they say we're talking without nezakin. We wanted to say that according to Yisrael ben Yehuda, even according to Yisrael ben Yehuda, it says called save mashma be'etzem. The pasuk is really talking about a zakin is zekhon chachma. And why do you have to be mechabed this person? Because you have to show him. Since he's a mechubed, you have to do a hayuro. You have to show that he is a mechubed. To show that he's a gabra who's mechubed. And Koloshin Rabbeinu, that when Isi says, Kol Seva B'mashma, ain't a kavanah d'kral, Kol Seva Asheinu Zaken, Shekona Chochma Ma'ili. When he says, Kol Seva B'mashma, it's not pshat, any old person, even if he's not Koina Chochma, no. Ela Shashinu B'lashona Katuv Bala Lamed, Shein Tzorich Davka Mechubodus Mitzad Zoken, Ela Kol Mechubodus Shehi, Yesh B'inyin Zeh. In other words, you are being mechabed. This is Ekon HaChachma, and that's what the Pasuk is talking about, because he is a mechubed, and you are showing that he is a mechubed. That's what's mechayev your covet. Since he is a mechubed, you have to show, you have to give an indication that he is a mechubed. And since the pasuk uses the lashon of seva, not only zokein, it shows you that anybody who is a mechubed, you have to show that he is a mechubed. If we madafke rachman alechiv abam mitzan mechubed was to zokein, lashon seva. Now it's really bad and pshat in the pasuk is zokein, but it used the lashon of seva. And that gilui shows us that any mechubadus is going to be mechayiv, some element of kavod. Ubelo gilui zein hayash is umechubadusi, the memele chayiv besiachsu shal kavod ilam echiv shal zoke. So without the gilui in the pasuk, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know that a seva, an old person who's not, doesn't have Torah, is called a mechubed. And that's why you wouldn't have to be mechabed an elderly Gentile. And that Rabbi Yochanan says, no. He would stand up in front of a sabar amoy, kamer patki adwale. In other words, ayde zahavle mechubadim. And therefore, they're included in the pasuk. They have to stand up for mechubadim. And that's why he had to give reasons. Because it's not included in Pshat in the Pasuk. That's the Lecha Mishnah's Kasha. Why do you have to give reasons? Because it's not included in Pshat in the Pasuk. Pshat in the Pasuk is only talking about Zekon HaChochma, a wise person. But since it's used the Lashon of Seva, to describe this Zekon HaChochma, it's showing us that it doesn't have to be it's Zekon HaChochma, anybody who has Mechubadus. And we wouldn't know that it's talking about a Gentile elderly man. But then we have Rabbi Yochanan saying, Kamir Pat Guadu Ale, oh, so that's including the Gilui of the Pasuk. That's Betamtzis Inyan, the Yesod that came out. And with that, we explained a lot. Now we're continuing on. Now we understand the Targum Unculus. Who writes, Mipnei Seva Takum, Vadarta Pnei Zoke, says the Targum, Min Kodam de Savor Boy Raisa Takum, Usahadar Ape Saba. You should stand up in front of somebody who learns Torah, and you should be Mechabed, an elderly man. So we ask, Maze, Maze, Mako, Mako Repo. What's the problem? Problem is that the pasuk says mipnei seva tokum v'darte pnei zoke. Seva is an old man, right? So why does the uncle say seva is min kodem de savor boy raisa? In front of somebody who learns Torah, who understands Torah, is tam chacham savor boy raisa. That's not seva. What's the uncle is talking about? We said it's not loka halacha. We paskin like Isi. Kol seva b'mashma. And here he doesn't say anything about kol seva b'mashma. Vadei dvorav heim la'halacha l'mad kaim alon ki Isi. No, we paskin like Isi. And Targum Uglis is paskin like Isi. Shigam l'Isi kroy al zokin shekona chochma ma'ili. Even according to Isi, the whole pasuk is talking about zokin shekona chochma. And that's why I write Seva's min kodem de sovel boy raisa tokum, stand up in front of somebody who learns. Shezeh devar rishon shenemar b'pasuk. V'zeh to devar ima Seva, it's the same telling, the same message as the Seva of Vadar p'nei zoke. Ma'al zeh kosev atargum ungulus, dikroi al chochom emayri. That the pasuk is talking about a chochom. And that's Isi holds that way also. It's not only pshat in the pasuk, but it's also lemaisa, and that's what we saw in the previous shiur, mitivrei Rambam. That seva, there's no din, you don't have to stand up. You can give other types of hidurim for a, Rambam says mitzvah lahadroi. You can give other types of hidurim to an old man. It doesn't have to be standing up. Because when it says in the pasuk to stand up, Mipnei Seva, it's not talking about an old person. It's talking about a chacham. But a zekon chacham, and therefore an old person, you give other type of hidurim. Just the lashon of the pasuk is tipping us off. That's just like you're giving him, you're giving the zaken kavod. Out's the fact that he's a mechubid. So anybody who's a mechubid, you also have to give them kavod, but not the kavod that's written in this pasuk. It's just that they have this chashivus, and you have to show that with your behavior. Eladal Mashakosav Vyadarta Pnei Zokain Shekanit Ba'er Ne'amar B'ze Klape Mipnei Seva Tokum Es Yisoyda Mechayiv Shua Yose Mehudur Mechubit. And when it says Vyadarta Pnei Zokain, it said vis-a-vis the Mipnei Seva Tokum. What's the Yisoyda Mechayiv? Vyadarta Pnei Zokain, you have to give him hider. Because he's a zaka and he's a zekon achachma. And since he's a mechubedik person, a mechubedik person, you have to give him kavod. And that's by standing up. And on that, the Targum Uglis writes, he's not explaining pshat in the words. He's explaining the meaning of the pasuk. That lemaisa, this also includes a saba, shemehudru. A saba is also mehudru. Shemizeno ve'achiv sheshno bo klapei kima. And that's why you have to stand up for him, according to the uncles. V'zaken shekana chachma demayri al zeh akrayinu daf gazaken ele gam saba. V'kanal shekama ramam tala b'ma she mitzvah lahadol dahani shishna b'chal hidim. So that's why, how does he render it? V'pnei seva takum, v'savur b'kodim mitzvah v'savur v'ayisa takum. Meaning that you have to stand up actually in front of somebody who learns. Zeh akana chachma. And then Vadarta Pnei Zaken, in other words, the meaning of the words Vadarta Pnei Zaken is you have to give kavod to a Zekana Chachma. But the Unkelus explains the Mashmaos. The Mashmaos of this is that why do you have to give kavod to somebody who is Kana Chachma? Because he's a Mechubit. So therefore, this also includes a Saba, an old man. And therefore, give Hidr to the Saba. He doesn't say to rise before the Saba, like you saw in the Rambam. You don't have to rise before the old person, but you have to give him hider. There are other types of hider. You give him your hand. You can stand up partially. Mechabed b'dvarim. So that's pshat in the unkelus that we had such difficulty with in a previous year. V'nidche lefi zeh ma shekosav ha-minchas chinuch b'mitzvah reish nun zayin. ולדעס את תרגום אוקולוס חייב אין למה בני זוקים בן 60. ולא כמו שכסה בשולחן אורך מבן 70. שראיהו פירי שחי ובדסבא ממה שכסה וירדת בני זוקים. וזוקים היינו 60. כמבור במשנה בפרק ה' דאופס. That according to the Menchas Chinuch, Onkelos holds that you have to stand in front of a Zaken who's 60. Shulchan Aruch says 70. Since he learns Vadarta Pnei Sensei Menchas Chinuch, Onkelos learns Vadarta Pnei Zaken is talking about an old man, not a Chacham. So what is a Zaken in Avis? A Zaken in Pirkei Avis is 60. So Memela, Onkelos holds you have to stand up in front of a 60-year-old. A little bit scary, Rabbi Say. It wasn't very long ago that I was 16. And now I'm not that far from 60. Meaning, I am now in the category of somebody who, the next time he reaches a round number, that round number will be 60. If I get there, I hope to get there. I eat and sleep and exercise, do what I can to get there. Mafchid. Pashut mafchid. Anyway, that's a zaken according to the Heilige Onkelos, as the Minchas Chinuch understands him. Shulchan Aruch says 70. Ayin shem b'shem ha'arizal, the zaken ben shishim tzarech lokom mipanov. Aval lefi dvareinu, ze lo nachon. Gam ledat ha'targum Onkelos ha'chiyuv, b'ma shekos b'nei seva tokum hu dahinu ben shivim. No. B'nei seva tokum is 70. And not that the Targum Onkelos writes, and Vadart Bnei Zaken Saba, he's only being Mivar, he's only explaining that the Yisoid HaMechayiv exists also by the Saba. Even though the Pasuk is talking about a Zaken Zeshekon HaChochma, but the Yisoid HaMechayiv is that he's a Mechubit. And that's also an old person. Vein Zin Yinklal Gil the Zaken, the Belavach Yinklal Zaken Shekon HaChochma. Can't learn from Onkelos the age of the Zaken. The age. In other words, what Rabbi Minchas Chinuch wants to do is he wants to say, listen, he's learning Pshat and Zaken as being he's an old man in age. And Memele, he's seen Ovis, an old man in age is 60. Shishin Lezikna. So the Teretz is, no, not Akasha, but according to our explanation, he isn't saying that the Zaken in the Pasuk is talking about an old man, and therefore would be 60. He learned Zaken is talking about Zekon HaChochma. And the reason he says, V'tahadir ape saba b'mahadir, give cover to the face of an old person. He's just saying that the yisoda mechayiv that exists by the foundation that obligates us to give cover to a zaken, to a zekon chokma, applies also to an elderly person. But not that zaken in the pasuk is talking about an elderly person. And memele, you can't derive that, oh, since it says Zaken, he says Zaken is an old person, so Mimele it's 60 like it says in Avos. He doesn't learn Bechalal Onkelos that the Zaken is an old person. He holds a Zekon HaChochma, which is the Yisod HaMechayiv is, they have to give cover to a Mechubadik person, and that includes an old person, but it could be that it's 70. Ela de Mikol Mokom Yesh Defarish Divrei HaRizal Mashen Isbor Leel דברי הראוון והחינוך, דבלאו הכי החינוך אינו ממה שכוסף בקרוס סייבו, אלא שמי חשיבוס, עצמיס, דבוי לזה גם ספורס חיצוני אסבול בו המחייב. בקנה לגבי סבא ארמוי, ובזה מסתר ודתולי בזקנה של זה אמרו כמה הרפת ועודו עליי, ומשום הוכי תולי בבן שישן. We learned in the Rishonim, in the previous shir, we saw on the חינוך, the chinuch passing is like Yisi Shakol Seva B'mashma, and he still looks for reasons, Kamir Patki. So he's obviously not learning that Pshat in the Pasuk Seva means an old man. And also we saw in the Havan that it's a minug, stand up in front of elders. No, what does it mean, minug? It's a Pasuk, the answer is no. That he's a mechubid, since a minug to stand up in front of him, he's a mechubid. And Memela, we stand up in front of him. Since he's a mechubit, because he has this chashivus atzmis. So Pshad in the Pasuk Vadid is talking about again Zekon HaChochma. The only thing is that it also teaches us from the seva, it teaches us, like we said, anybody that it's not lav dafka chacham, anybody who's mechubit. And the meila, what's going to be that age? What's going to be the age of somebody who's mechubit? Doesn't necessarily have to be a zake. What is going to be the age of somebody who's mechubit? And the answer is misvar chitzoni. You can say it's 60. Not because of the lashon of the pasuk seva, but from svar chitzona. That's an old person. That's why maybe the Mishnah Nava says 60. Because that's an old person. That's when you have to stand up. But again, it's not as lashon pasuk. So again, there's no gili the hedging the pasuk on seva. It's a gili on the ikar adin. That anybody who has, anybody who's a mechubed, you have to give him cover. And included in that is a seva, is an old man, because he's a mechubed. That's not pshat in the pasuk. Pshat in the pasuk that we're talking about is okay, as we proved at length in the previous shiurim. ולפי זה יש לפרש גם כן רש"י, פירושו על התורה. מה שכתב רש"י, שאין זקן אלא מי שקרונו חוכמה, is also according to EC. רש"י opened up and he writes, יוכל זוקן השמה, הייתה מלא אומר זוקן, אין זוקן אלא מי שקרונו חוכמה. That's the Tana Kama, who argued with EC. And other rab, according to EC, we included זוקן השמה, זוקן, who's in Am Aretz, maybe even in Russia. Because he learns from Bnei Seva Takum. So the explanation is, and what it says in the Braisa, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, Tanor Bnei Seva Takum, Yochol Fini Bnei Zokin Hashmai, Tamil Lamed Zokin. Rashi explains, Zokin Hashmai, Adam Rosh of Am Oretz. Asham Rosh of Am Oretz. So he's evil, and he's an Am Oretz. Tois is Dibra Maskel Zokin, is Tamea. So how can EC say to stand up in front of a Russia? It's a mitzvah to do other things to a Russia, not stand up in front of him. So Tosis learns that it's not talking about a Russia. He's a boor, he's an Amoritz, but he's not a Russia. But the Yishuv Divrei Rashi of Shalomar, Shuv Ra'iti B'Rav Perla Al Rasag Esei Yud Aleph Shuv Katav Kach, that the opinion of Rashi is like the Rambam. Later on in Halacha Yud Aleph, that a person's chayav v'kibud of gam shel ov rosha. L'chein im haya chayav b'zokin mitzad ziknusoy, haya chayav gam b'chvodu shel zokin rosha. Rambam holds that you have to mechabe the father even if he's evil. Therefore, he was chayav to honor a zokin because he's old. And he'd be chayiv even if he's a Russia, just like he's chayiv to mechabit his father, and he's therefore he's chayiv even if he's a Russia. So too, he's chayiv to mechabit an old person, he's chayiv even if he's a Russia. The Ran and the Ritva ask on Rashi, Aviv Russia's potter, Ayin Shem. See also the Bir Agron Yoredei and Simon Reish Mem Dal Tziv Katan Vav. So that's only if you learn, that's what they ask on Rashi, because they're learning Aviv Russia potter. But if you're chayiv b'Rasha kedas haRambam, then it's not shver on Rashi. Rashi says that you have to mechabed this zakein Rasha. It's not a kasha. It's like you have to mechabed your father Rasha, like Rambam. So that's all if the pasuk was talking about seva kipshuta, talking about an old person. But Isi says kol seva b'mashma, and he doesn't say zakein ashmai, like the Havamin of the Tanakama. Tanakama says, I might think Zokin Ashmai. It's no. Talmud Lomar Zokin, ain't Zokin Ela Misha Kana Chochma. So he says, Kol Seva, he doesn't say Zokin Ashmai. Vahainu Mishum, Shagam Isi Sovir, the Isi holds, like we explained at length, he holds like the Tanakama. That the Pasuk is talking about a Zokin Shekana Chochma. And the Chi of Seva is not because in the Pasuk it says, Lehejia Seva, because then he'd be Chayiv Mitzat Seva even if he's a Rasha. But Memela, because of his Metzius Kemechubid, he's Chayiv. And in that, it's Pshat, Pashat, that a Rasha is not Mechubid, and Memela, there's no Chayiv at all. Like the other Rishonim asked, what do you mean? You're not Chayiv to the Tosis asked. You're not Chayiv to Mechabit or Rasha? And Achinam, that's exactly how Isi holds. And that's what Rashi writes in his Parash al Torah. Yacho Zaken Ashmai, in other words, a Rasha. So, even if you're chayiv b'seva, you're not chayiv b'zaken hashma, even according to Isi. Because the pasuk is only telling you if you're mechabed either a zekana chachma or a mechubed, and a rush is not a mechubed. So Isi is on board with that, even though he says kol seva mashma, he never entertains the possibility of a rasha. Because even according to Isi, you're not chayiv mitzat seva. According to Isi, it's because he has a mitzias of a mechubit. As we explained at length in previous shiurim. V'yesh loymal, this is what we said in a previous shiur. The be'etzem adavar moidi Isi, li'idach tanai zizokin hainu shkana chachma. V'seva hainu nami zokin. It's the same thing. Seva is a zokin, and zokin is a kana chachma. It says, without the Vadarta Pnei Zaken. Gam kidei lahoyrus shedin akima sheitzel zaken. Tichsiv gabei seva, the canal hainu zaken. A zaken is the seva is a zaken. Zekon hachachma. But even that din kima is not the etzem akavod. Elisha mischayv kein memelu and peklapei mechubit. It's not that you have to get up in order to give kavod to this person. But when somebody is mechubad, that mechubadus is mechayiv kavod. That's where it says v'hadarta. What's v'hadarta? Klape kavod abav mechubad. You know that you're giving hidr to somebody mechuder. B'chein ne'amar einyan klape seva v'lo klape zoken k'dei lahoros. Shlo etzem hazikna v'achochma mechayivet et zeh. Ela sh'aydei zeh gavra mechubad hu. It's not the elderliness that's mechayiv; it's the fact that he's a mechubit. So even when it says v'data b'nei zokin zekana chachma, it's because he's a mechubit. So it's telling us the save is telling us that you're only chayiv in the v'data b'nei zokin al tzis mechubadus. V'dinu klape gavra zel lechakes lemechubadusoi. You have to relate to this person's mechubadus and express it by giving kavod. And remela there's a gila that he's a mechubit. For other reasons. He might not be a zekon chachma, but he's a mechubit. And kol seva mashma doesn't mean that the pasuk is talking about any old person. Ela shashinui b'loshem akosav b'lelam yichein tzorch dafka mechubadus mitzad zokin. The mechubadus doesn't have to be the zekana chachma. Any mechubadus has this. That's why we b'shinu b'lashon hakasuv. That's the gilui of the word seva. And who says a sabar amoy is a mechubid? And that's why you say, oh, kamer pat yadu alai. So he's also included in that. It's not only a seva Jew, it's a seva goy. It's an old goy is also mechubid. But again, Pashpshan the Pasuk is talking about a zaken. And it just says Lashon of Seva in order to tell us, to tip us off, that there's a Shinibu Lashon of Kosev to show any type of Mechubad, this is Mechayiv covered. And that's why Rashi learns, and Memele Isi isn't going to say to give cover to a zaken Ashmai, to a Rasha. Mechitesi. He's a Rasha. Rasha's not a Mechubad. And that's why the Gemara only, in the Tanakhama, the Gemara entertains the notion and then rejects it. For Isi, it's not a Shaila. The Nimsa Lefize, the La Loch Lamad, the Kaimulan Ki Isi, Moide Rashi, Shem Chiv, Lokum, Ibn Zokin, Rosha. So the Loch we pass in like Isi, You don't have to stand up in front of a zaken rosh. And therefore, the Gemara writes in Yeridei Reish Mem Dalet, "Pshitus tachiv kibul zaken is not b'zaken rosh." V'chein yira poshut. That only a zaken mitzad zeknuso. Rashi writes, "There's a niton shuchayv gam b'rosh avol v'chiyuv." Haba mitzad tamut chacham. Pshita. If he's a rosh, he's certainly not. Doesn't count as a tamut chacham. There's going to be no kima. And with that, we can answer the Kasha of the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ritva, Pnei Yoshua, and Shitas Rashi. Then we're in Gid Lamed Aleph and Beisam, Beisam and Aleph. That you see, Umakami, Palgo, and Nekum, we're going to stand up in front of this Rasha. You see, there's no Chi of Kima Barasha. In other words, the Rishonim ask on Rashi, because Rashi says in the Gemara that a Zaken Hashmai is a Rasha. And Tanakhama says no, but Isi Ben Yehuda says yes. You do stand in front of it, as the Rishonim are understanding Rashi. You do stand in front of a Zaken Hashmai. Because Kol Seva is B'mashma. And then they say, but look at the Gemara in Gittin. Are we going to stand up in front of this Baal Machlokes? You don't stand up in front of a Rasha. It's a Kasha on Rashi. So based on what we said, nah. The Nidon of the Gemara over there is to stand up in front of him because he's a Ben Torah. Are we going to stand up in front of him out of Ben Torah? No. He's a Baal Machlokas. He's a Rasha. So, B'din Chacham, Rashi's Maida, that there's no Chiv Amidah Lefnei Rasha. You don't have to stand in front of a Rasha. He doesn't have the status of a Talmud Chacham. There it's even more Pashut. So, the whole Nidon is maybe Mitzad Ziknusa. Maybe he'll stand up because despite the fact that he's a Rashi, he's still a Zaken. And even there, Rashi holds that you don't stand in front of him. But certainly if he's a Chacham, you're standing up on Chacham. If he's a Rashi, you certainly don't stand up in front of him. There's no question. And therefore, when Rashi says in the Gemara, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, when Isi says, Kol Seva B'mashma, when it says Kol Seva B'mashma, Rashi says Kol Seva B'mashma Afilu Zaken Hashmai. So that's Lav Dafka, because according to Issa, you're not Chayv in a Zaken Hashmai. And Rashi is just coming to tell us that Kol Zaken is Mashma, even if he's not a Talmud Chacham. And Memela, not being a Talmud Chacham, so even a Zaken Hashmai is included in that, but not Lamaisa. Because Lamaisa, al Zaken Hashmai, you're not going to your Pater, because he's not a Mechubit. The Tshuvas Binyamin Zev, Chelik Bey, Simon Reish Mem Gimel, not written by the Zionist dreamer, even though that was his name, Binyamin Zev. So he writes that Allah is like Isi, and that you have to give hider. You don't have to stand up in front of a Zaken. You have to give him some type of hider, some type of honor, like the Rambam writes. And that's Das Rashi, Perusho Ala Torah, Shein HaMitzvah L'B'Chochma. That's like we've been saying, that the mitzvah is only to give hiddur, is only to give some type of covet to a zaken, because that's not what the pasuk is talking about. When the pasuk that says to stand is only talking about a chacham. And that's Rashi, and Rashi's passing it like Isi, exactly like our Mahalach. So Marev Rabbeisai, this was phenomenal. Again, Baruch Hashem, thank God. Very, very kind to us, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And what can I tell you, Rabbi Yisai? Anachnu adayin, adayin, ish harbe, harbe, harbe ma lelmod. Yesh baze mamash olamot, olamot shleimim. Shel Torah metuka. Veharvot et simoneinu. Etvar Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Az ana laman Hashem, ani mvakesh mikol. ידידיי, אהוביי, מוריי ורבותיי, להישאר עמנו, לא לעזבנו, לא לנטשנו, לנטשנו, is that a word? להישאר עמנו בעזרת השם, ואני מקווה מאוד שאנחנו נמשיך בשיעור השביעי, ואנחנו, אני יודע שהשיעורים ארוכים ולא קלים, אבל שווה המאמץ. מה אני אגיד לכם רבותיי? שווה המאמץ, והחידושים הם מאירי עיניים, מעוררי מחשבה, וזה זכות, זה זכות שהקדוש ברוך הוא נתן לנו. הודו לשם. אוקי דוקי, תודה רבה על ההקשבה, בעזרת השם עוד נמשיך. שלום, שלום.